Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Fan Sports Radio, 101.9 FM. Sports Radio, 66. Sports Radio, WFAN.
All right, it is time for a few minutes with somebody we were looking forward to talking to, and that's Nick Collins, formerly the Green Bay Packers. Nick, first of all, for you and your family, the best of the new year.
Thank you. Same to you and your family.
Yes, and thanks for giving us a couple of minutes.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks for sure. We wanted to talk with you about Mike McCarthy, because he's going to interview, we don't know when, but he is going to interview with the New York Jets. First of all, before we get into how he was as a head coach and how he might have addressed the defense, which, of course, you on the Super Bowl team that he was coaching, we get into how he was as a head coach, give us your take on Mike McCarthy, the man, and whether or not you think, if he does become the head coach of the New York Jets, how he might handle New York.
Mike McCarthy, I do think he can handle New York. I just think the time in Green Bay, it just ran its course. And it was just time for a new environment, mm-hmm. a new look for him, a new opportunity, a new challenge. And going to the Jets would be a great fit for him, because got a young quarterback that he can groom him the way he groomed Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers wasn't Aaron Rodgers without McCarthy. That kind of go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers he's a great quarterback. You know, he got great tangibles, but it also has to do with the coaching as well. It wasn't just all Aaron Rodgers.
Right. And and that's what we had heard about with McCarthy, much like McVay with Jared Goff in Los Angeles, much like Nagy in Chicago with Trubisky, we know how they worked with their young quarterbacks in the offseason to perfect their game, to get them more acclimated to the NFL game. And McCarthy did that with, as you allude to, he did that with Aaron Rodgers from the months like from March right up until training camp.
Right.
And that certainly helped Rodgers for sure. Now, Rodgers is super talented, this we all know.
Mm-hmm.
But McCarthy certainly helped him get acclimated, let's put it this way, to the NFL. Talk to us about the individual and how he – and now you were on the defensive side of the ball, and of course McCarthy – with the quarterback and with the offense, that's his expertise. But how was he as a head coach, coaching everybody, including you on defense?
All right. As a coach, he's a great coach. I think he's a player's coach. He listens. He gives the players to speak their voice, have their opinion on different aspects of the game and what they see and how they view the game. And so he's willing, he's very open. I should say he's very open. The players will love him because, you know, he's about protecting the players. He's all about looking out for the player and his best interest.
And you're saying more a player's coach. So we all, from what we understand, of course, and not following Green Bay here in New York every single day, but certainly you're talking, if there was going to be an America's team, and I've said this a lot before, Nick, it wouldn't be the Dallas Cowboys. If America was going to have a team, it'd be the Green Bay Packers. What do you think?
Absolutely. That's always going to be a debate. Is it the Cowboys or is the Packers?
Right.
The Packers, you know, we have the most championships. in the NFL. You know, before they were Super Bowls, they just had championships, and they have 13 of those, along with four Super Bowls. So.
And of course, you were on your way. I mean, you made the Pro Bowl three times. We know you were on your way to a Hall of Fame career, and then that incident in 2011, you collided with Jonathan Stewart of Carolina in 2011. You had the neck injury, and thank God you have a life after that. Now, obviously, you wanted to continue playing football. We know from that. But the doctors, everybody, your family, your doctors, and maybe you too, was the last to understand that, wait a minute, I got the rest of my life. I've got my family. I've got my friends. I've got the rest of my life to live. And maybe the good decision, even though I'm sure you were not happy about it, but the good decision to not play football anymore. But we all know that you were on your way to a Hall of Fame career.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, you know, every player wants to walk away from the game on their own terms. But unfortunately, some guys don't get that opportunity. But, you know, I think the decision that I made not to continue to play the game, the sport anymore, was best for, like you said, for my family, for myself as well, you know, so I can just be around for my wife and the kids and family and friends. So and I have no complaints, no regrets. Life is good. You know, I'm coaching my boys. They playing football now. We just, my two older boys just won the national championship, for their age group, 10U. And, so I'm blessed and grateful.
How about if you were playing today, you'd be called for so many penalties.
Oh, yeah.
You would be, wait a minute, we got Nick Collins, I've got a flag, I've got defensive holding, even though you're like 5 yards away from the receiver.
Oh, yeah, I'll probably never have a check. My wife would have been told me to retire because she's like, you ain't making no money because you're giving it back.
I mean, look at all the rules favor the offense. All of the rules.
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't know. I don't know. And I used to think I knew something as a fan. I used to think I knew something about the rules. What defensive holding? I don't know what pass interference is anymore. I don't know what defensive holding is anymore. It's becoming like touch football.
Absolutely. You just got to go out there and play with no hands, I guess.
All right, so the bottom, we're not going to keep you long here. We're going to let you go. But the bottom line is you would, now, and you have to be honest with this, you would definitely recommend a Mike McCarthy as a complete, not just offense, but a complete head coach. If he comes to the New York Jets, you're telling us that a Jets fan would be happy about that decision.
Oh, absolutely. They will be very happy, they'll be very happy with the results at the end of the season as well, because I think he's going to go in there and groove those young guys in the right direction and win a bunch of games for the Jets if he do become the Jets head coach.
Right.
It's a great hire.
Yeah, well, listen, a lot of Jets fans would like to see it. We're also hearing the possibility he may not coach in 2019, may just take the year off. We know he has an interview scheduled with the Jets and one with Cleveland. Let me ask you this question, then I'll let you go. If you're McCarthy, would you go to Cleveland where there is Baker Mayfield, or would you come to the New York Jets with their young, promising quarterback, ooh, Sam Darnold? Where would you go?
That's a big question right there. I think if for him, it depends on who he's comfortable with. I know he know a lot of guys that's in the front office for Cleveland that was with him in Green Bay. Maybe he'll be comfortable with that, or maybe he's just looking for a whole new opportunity, different role, different everything, just different. So me at this time, I think I want something different because I already know what those guys are capable of doing. They're going to pick the right coach and get that Cleveland team heading in the right direction. But for me as a coach, I want a challenge, and I think the Jets will be my ideal place to go.
Well, if I didn't know any better, I would think I'm interviewing somebody from the United Nations, a diplomat, somebody who is saying the right thing on a New York radio station. Nick, I'm going to tell you something. It's been a pleasure to have you on for even a couple of minutes, and thank you so much for your time. And again, you bet. And have the happiest of a new year. Take care of yourself.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right. Nick Collins, formerly of the Green Bay Packers. It is with the 1-877-337-6666. And Rashad is calling from Hempstead. Rashad, you're on the Fan. What's happening?
Yes. Hi. How are you, Steve? Happy New Year.
And same to you for sure.
Thank you. I just wanted to make a quick point about the boxing safety.
Boxing?
And then I want to go back.
You mean MMA. You mean, and Peter, you're going to be involved in boxing. You mean like regular, like ring boxing where there was no kicking and no, none of that? I don't remember. Boxing.
So what I'm saying is like, you know, because the safety in boxing, do you think they're going to go to wearing the headgear and possibly because of all the concussions and the mess, you know, Muhammad Ali and all that?
It's a good question. And Howard Cosell, that's a great question, and probably not. Peter's into MMA and does a podcast, and Rashad is talking about just normal boxing.
Yes.
With the headgear. And I remember many years ago, Howard Cosell was also Duke Koo Kim, died in the ring, and Mancini. Well, there have been a number of deaths, and I remember Howard Cosell doing a commentary on with the headgear. Peter, you're into MMA, which is a little bit more violent than boxing, traditional boxing as we know it.
Yeah, I guess it's a little bit more violent because there's more limbs you can use. You can use elbows, you can use knees, feet, legs, all that stuff. But I don't think you'll ever get away from, you know, I don't think you'll ever have headgear going into these fights. That doesn't make any sense. Right. And now with safety doctors, they do a lot of research beforehand. They don't allow you to fight. A lot of these guys that were, you know, had brain damage because over time they got back into the ring or the cage too soon. They don't do that now. They make sure that you're suspended for X amount of time.
You know, and it's more the MMA thing, and you're into that. You do a podcast, everything, and Peter's podcast is very popular, as is MMA. And it's violent. I mean, you're talking about the elbows, the knees, punching when somebody is already down on the canvas. I mean, and yet, thank God, not that I know of, nobody has died in any of this kind of competition, right?
There's been more serious. No one's died in MMA, in professional MMA. Amateurs, right. I can't speak to. But there's been more severe injuries in boxing than in MMA.
Yeah, okay, so far. And let's hope that we don't be talking one day about such things with the MMA. Jim is calling from Long Island. Jim, Happy New Year to you. Thanks for the call, everything.
Happy New Year, Steve. Yeah, it's coming up, and I appreciate you putting that guy on, talking about McCarthy. Absolutely great fit. I hope they don't wait around for Harbaugh to do something and let this guy go.
Mm-hmm.
Guy who can develop Darnold, and that's what we need to do. I mean, enough of this. We've got the 3 pick. We should move down because Jonah Williams will be available. Just go get yourself a left tackle. Build that offensive line. I don't want to hear about receivers. I don't want to hear about skilled players. Mm-hmm. They have to build that offensive line. Every good Jet team has had a significant offensive line.
Yeah.
We've had good left tackles. We've had good centers. You look at Joe Fields. You look at Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
You can go down the list of good players that the Jets have had on the offensive line when the Jets were good. And you cannot risk not developing this quarterback. I mean, this is the one chance since Namath that we have had There's never been another quarterback, O'Brien, Todd, you name it, Pennington, all of these guys, the jury was out, and eventually they proved to be mediocre. So there's a chance with this kid. They cannot blow this. If we're not ready next year, fine, but work on that offensive line. So that's it. I just want to hear from what your thoughts are on that.
And your thoughts are right on. And who would disagree? A great call, Jim. Thanks for making it. Who would disagree with what you had to say? And by the way, Ferguson, Mangold should be, and maybe someday will be, in the Hall of Fame, period.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.